Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to another special edition of not Ask Pat, but Ask Matt. Matt Gartland is the COO and CFO of SPI Media. He works right alongside me to help make the business run and make it run smoothly. He's awesome. He's amazing. He has a ton of superpowers. And in light of all the craziness that's happening here in early 2020, we wanted to step up and produce some more stuff for you to help you out. And we asked the audience for a couple questions that might better be answered by Matt. Matt, by the way, fun fact, if you hadn't heard already, he and I were born on the same day in the same year, December 6th. Which is kind of crazy. Unreal. So we share that, and we also share our love for helping serve you too. So this question today is coming in from Brent, and Brent will be followed up by Matt right after. So again, here he is, Brent, and then followed by Matt Gartland, COO and CFO of SPI Media. Then I'll come in at the end with some final words. But this episode, the last one and the next one, will be an Ask Matt for you. And we're pumping these out this week for you quickly so we can help you out during this time. So here we go. Here's Brent.
Okay. So before all this happened, I was working on building a customized financial dashboard to monitor cash flow and expenses and other financial things for my solo counseling business. I'm a private practice owner in Atlanta, Georgia. And it's obviously all the more important right now. So I don't have an accounting or finance background, so many of the terms that I've sort of looked for are kind of confusing. So I was wondering if, Matt, if you could lay out in plain English what you'd recommend as the key stats to track and monitor for a small service-based business in these uncertain times. Thanks.
Brent, hey, it's Matt. Thank you so much for leaving the question today. And first off, I am in love with your enthusiasm for custom financial dashboards, particularly concerning cash flow. I take that stuff very seriously, love that stuff, have been working on my own custom dashboards for years and years across a lot of my companies, even well before joining forces with Pat. So bravo to you. Keep up the great work on that stuff. Would even love to maybe trade some stories sometime about how you build your dashboards. But to get to your questions, and really great questions, there are a lot of crazy economic terms that are getting thrown around more than ever at a faster pace than ever right now. So the concentration on just the fundamentals, what's the most important stuff to be looking at right now in a very human way, I think is a great perspective. So let's dig in. My thoughts on this really do all center around cash flow, honestly. Three things to really concentrate on. One, you know, cash flow balances. Two, your burn rate of cash. And three, interest rates. So first one, just your overall balances. If you have a good handle on your cash flow right now, meaning kind of like, you know, balancing your checkbook, you know, in a digital sense, you know, day to day, even, that's a really good thing. If you don't have it all the way buttoned up, you know, at the daily level, Are you tracking that and kind of managing that and having a pretty strong pulse on your balances on a week-to-week basis? Really kind of truing up your books maybe on Fridays, looking back at the week, understanding your spending patterns, your expense patterns. And if you don't have a pretty solid operating budget to begin with, you know, this is a great first foray into understanding your operating budget, just looking at your week over week expense patterns, both what I would consider fixed costs as well as variable costs. Fixed costs meaning things like rent or certain software applications that you're paying for monthly and the same rate every month, things that are more or less exactly the same, you know, from month to month. Whereas variable expenses, you're probably using a credit card if you have one for your business. Those are things such as meals and entertainment, which are probably pretty low right now if you're self-quarantining like a lot of us are. Things that are basically more volatile up and down every month and that are largely discretionary. So you can probably dial those back pretty significantly. So all in on number one, managing your cash balances, doing that as a habit, build a practice for yourself. I say at minimum, do that on a weekly basis. If you need to, based on your business and how maybe adversely impacted your business might be right now and the cash position in your business, you might need to do that daily. Do what's right for you and kind of calibrate it that way. And that sets up number two, burn rate. So having an understanding of just how much cash your business burns, especially within a month. And if you have a small business, if it's just you as a solopreneur, freelancer, a single member LLC sort of thing, and especially if you're service-based, working from home, you probably have very low overhead. So your burn rate's probably pretty low, not bad. Still, get a handle on it if you don't. And burn rate is simply, you know, how much cash you're burning over any given time. And a way to calibrate that around your business plan, if you have one for kind of the current moment, is take how much revenue you maybe make normally before all of the craziness happened, and what would happen to that burn rate if you had 50% of your revenue. So if you were making $10,000 a month, what happens if that dropped to $5,000 a month? And then kind of calibrating that against your expenses. Well, you know, if you were making $10,000 a month and you were spending, you know, $8,000 a month to operate your business across all the different fixed costs, variable costs, maybe you have contractors, whatnot as a part of your business, then you're profiting $2,000 a month in, you know, normal times. But if your business goes to, you know, a 50% revenue hit, you know, given the current moment that we're living through. So now you're losing $3,000 a month, right? So your burn is, you know, negative $3,000 a month, and you can project that burn rate out over time. So depending on your capital reserves, your cash reserves, you know, right now, if you have $30,000 in the bank, then you have 10 months of burn rate, right? 10 months of runway, assuming this hypothetical number. So working on your burn rate, if you don't have a handle on that right now, would be a great first kind of foundational thing to do, along with just, again, kind of part and parcel with number one here, the daily or weekly cash balances, kind of getting a strong pulse on that. Number three, interest rates. Basic stuff here, but really important, arguably more than ever. If you do have a business credit card and you're using that in your business, look back and understand what your interest rate is. We at SPI, and just even me personally and in all of my past businesses, you know, as not only a rule of thumb, but really as an ethic, you know, work really hard to always pay off our business credit cards in full every month. It's a good thing to use business credit cards, just to, I guess, say that. It does build credit for your business much in the same way a responsible use of credit cards in your personal life builds positive credit for you as an individual. So I do actually advocate for, you know, a healthy, responsible use of business credit cards and other forms of credit. Again, so long as behavior patterns around spending are in fact responsible and well managed. So right now, though, you know, lines of credit and different forms of credit are potentially really, really important to business owners, you know, trying to survive right now and deal with, again, really anemic revenues and other forms of, again, adversity, economic adversity. So What is your credit card interest rate and how does that compare, for example, to a line of credit that you may already have from a bank or that you could potentially apply for right now and get from the bank? And how does that interest rate potentially compare to some of the new loan offerings that are a part of the CARES Act, which is the phase three economic package that was just passed by the federal government, approximately $2 trillion worth of, you know, different forms of incentives and loans and different forms of, you know, economic relief programs. There's a different types of loans that are available to small business owners, to gig workers, freelancers, as a part of the CARES Act, and as a part of the big benefit there. Some of that could be forgiven in the future, and that's a maybe. It is a loan first with interest, but a lot of the interest payments, even some of the principal payments, can be deferred into the future. And again, under certain circumstances, if a business and a business owner qualifies, some or potentially most of those loans could be forgiven so that you don't even have to pay it back. There's a lot of information to come on the CARES Act specifically, but what I want to dial in here is that they are loans with interest rates. So then if you have an understanding and the command of the interest rates across an available credit card that you might have, a line of credit that you might have or could pursue, and the interest rate that might be available to you on a loan coming under the CARES Act, compare those and obviously use, if you need it, a loan with the lowest interest rate. You could get and start to, especially if you even have some savings or some working capital in your business, and maybe you're carrying a bit of debt on a credit card that has a higher interest rate, you could start to kind of shuffle the deck a bit and pay off or at least pay down maybe some of the debt you're carrying on a business credit card because that's the higher interest rate. And you can offset that and shift more of that working kind of debt burden, you know, onto a line of credit or into one of these, you know, relief programs that's coming up. So again, Brent, thank you so much for the question. I hope that this helps. Again, in summary, like really focus on number one, your cash flow balances in a routine way, at least minimum or a minimum on a weekly basis. Number two, really then from there, dialing in your burn rate, having a command of your burn rate over time and using that in sort of reflection or incorporation of kind of your projected revenues over the next, you know, month or two. Number three, examining your interest rates on any interest bearing, you know, financial instruments that you might currently have or that you might be contemplating. Let us know how it goes. Definitely, you know, call back in, leave another message or connect with us, you know, through SPI. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me directly as sort of a hot link, linkwithmatt.com redirects automatically to my LinkedIn page. Thanks again, Brent.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Matt and Brent. It wasn't really a conversation, just an answer to a really great question, followed by a really great answer. Thank you, Matt, for popping in. Make sure you hit subscribe because we have one more episode coming your way. For right now, we're going to do a few of these and likely more over time. But again, we're just putting these together for you as sort of an emergency run of episodes to help you during this time. And hopefully these questions and Matt's answers are helpful for you today. These are more in the traditional style of what Ask Pat was like in the first 1,000 episodes. Episodes, voicemail followed by an answer. And it's really great to get another voice in here. And if you haven't met Matt yet, just come over to the blog, smartpassiveincome.com. You can check out his LinkedIn page as well. But we got a lot of stuff there to help serve you, especially in light of what's happening right now. If you head on over to smartpassiveincome.com/toolkit, one more time, that's smartpassiveincome.com/toolkit. One word, no spaces. That'll take you to a page that my team and I put together for you to help you in all different kinds of ways, from emergency podcast episodes about what to do if you get laid off, what to do if you have a business and a team, how to manage the crisis and your business during this time, some resources to help you related to taxes and the stimulus and all that stuff that's happening right now, at least in the U.S., as well as some free books of mine that are for free right now, plus some courses that we've made free and available to you as well. We've given away over $1.2 million worth of my course, Smart from Scratch, right now, that is there to help you if you're using this as an opportunity to get started with something new, which is eerily similar to how I got started back in 2008 after I got let go from my architecture position. So a prime opportunity definitely for many. I hope you take advantage of that. It's free, smartpassiveincome.com/toolkit. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And make sure you hit subscribe. You'll get another Ask Matt episode coming up very shortly here in the week. And appreciate you. Take care. Stay safe. Love y'all. And as always, Team Flynn for the win. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.